San Francisco is known to have a thriving art scene.
Pity the nation whose people are sheep and whose shepherds mislead them.
Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides. Just like hope springing high, still I rise.
Trucking, got my chips cashed in.
But rising costs in the Bay Area have forced many artists to pack up and leave town to find more affordable places to live. Tom DeCaney is the Director of Cultural Affairs at the San Francisco Arts Commission, and it's his job to understand the issues that artists and nonprofits are facing in the city. He started in 2011, hoping to turn Mid-Market into a robust arts district, protect the city's art collection, and champion arts education for youth. DeCaney sat down with KALW's Ben Trefney to talk about the state of the arts here in San Francisco.
I am curious, what defines art and an artist to you?
Wow, that's an existential question.
I mean, it's something that you actually would have to define, though, I would think, especially in granting money.
Well, we at the Arts Commission use a panel process so that we actually bring in experts from the field, working artists, community representatives, to form a panel so that that panel is collectively bringing together their identity of what an artist might be or what a quality artist might be. So we look at a portfolio, so oftentimes using artists' demonstrated history in San Francisco. We often require that they have been residents for 3 years in many of our guidelines to make sure they're established here. We want to support new up-and-coming artists and people new to San Francisco, but we also want to make sure that they're rooted here and that we're investing in San Francisco artists. In terms of kind of the existential definition, you know, I think I see the difference between art and entertainment as, you know, entertainment is something that reinforces our ideas of the world or our value systems, and I think art challenges it. It's a kind of the intellectual endeavor by which we're looking at the human condition and reflecting on it, but also trying to kind of conceive of what it means for us as we look at our quality of life moving forward.
So your definition would maybe discount sort of pop art, I would guess, to some extent, because that might... I'm thinking of, say, popular movies or blockbusters or stuff like that, where your typical rom-com with a basic storyline that's pretty predictable as compared with, say, I don't know, something that has a more esoteric or unexpected vision.
Well, I think at the Arts Commission, we see shared value in creative industries, but we do define that role of the artist separate from entertainment. So in our own investments and grants to artists and arts organizations, we do look in that context of art as I described, and we do not fund commercial enterprises or entertainment ventures that might be more commercial. However, I think that partnership between arts and entertainment, nightlife, whether that's DJs in the nightlife industries of San Francisco, those are as much a part of our identity and our city making as the artists that live here. And so I see a real alliance to our partners at the Entertainment Commission and people who are working in nightlife and in the service industries as just a way of life in San Francisco that has been defined over time that is worth preserving.
I would imagine that some artists would, you know, if they are turned down for a grant, that they might question the arbiters of taste on the San Francisco Arts Commission. Do you end up getting some, you know, pushback on that kind of front?
We do occasionally have appeals, and that's part of the value of a panel process is that it's not just our staff or the sitting commissioners who make these decisions, but these are changing panels that change all the time with new people from the community, from different arts institutions and other individual artists who are collectively making these decisions. But those groups of people change over time so that it's not just one individual. It's certainly not me, and it's not just staff at the Arts Commission.
It's not just the cool kids.
It's not just the cool kids.
That's Tom DeCaney. He is the Director of Cultural Affairs for the San Francisco Arts Commission. So one other area that's changing quite a lot in San Francisco is the Mid-Market area. I know that the American Conservatory Theater has a new venue, the Strand, that's opening up there. Tell me what you see as the development of this, which used to be really a thriving theater district of San Francisco.
Yeah, well, we've seen some exciting developments throughout Central Market. So as you mentioned, the American Conservatory Theater is about to complete a historic restoration of the Strand Theater, which had been vacant for a number of years. They've also innovated with a really exciting program at their costume shop, which is a very small kind of intimate space where they've opened up to the community through some funding, through grants for the arts in the city to make it accessible at very low cost and even free to some, you know, emerging artists to have that space also on Market Street. And I also think the Community Arts Stabilization Trust, which is a new endeavor to acquire art spaces and keep them deed restricted and dedicated to arts and culture use, has been really effective. They've recently helped the Luggage Store purchased their space at 6th Street and Market. They're a long-time visual arts organization in Central Market, been there over 20 years, very deeply rooted in the community, and making sure that they retain their space. They also subleased to Hospitality House, which is a great social service organization that integrates the arts into their work in the community. But also to acquire, the Community Arts Stabilization Trust has also helped acquire 80 Turk, which is an old theater that had most recently been a porn theater, and they're now working in partnership with Counterpulse to make that the home of Counterpulse. So both Luggage Store and Counterpulse will, over the next 7 to 10 years, buy back those buildings from the Community Arts Stabilization Trust, therefore reinvigorating the trust for another arts investment elsewhere, either in Central Market or in the city, but keeping ownership of those buildings in a deed-restricted arts and culture use. So we know that Luggage Store and Counterpulse would have that art space moving on to the future, but the funds could also go into other arts investments.
When you look at the Central Market area, which is an area that, you know, was losing a lot of that historic culture over decades, I think, and many mayors tried to rebuild it in some way. I mean, Mayor Lee has been successful, and a lot of people fault him, actually, because of the payroll tax that he put in place that drew Twitter and some of these other companies there. How do you see this area then, though? Because it's pretty controversial.
Yeah, well, I think economies are complex, and we need to look at them as ecosystems, and we need to look at definitely where the challenges are and where, as a city, we need to invest to support organizations, individuals that might not have a level playing field or might be challenged. During an economic downturn, that might also be incentivizing our economy through inviting tech companies to come to a historically kind of challenged neighborhood and to invest there. But I think it's a much more complex situation where we're seeing this, again, reurbanization of cities around the country. And I personally don't believe that single exemption created the challenge that sometimes people want to kind of blame for the broader issues. I think we live in a global economy. There's capital transitions, whether that might be Chinese investors buying real estate in San Francisco. The variables are very complicated, and I think we have to make sure that we don't kind of try to demonize a single industry for the fact that they're coming to San Francisco to find a new life and to find innovation here. I was that person in 1998, and I think we want the city to be a welcoming place for newcomers, whether you're coming from Central America or you're coming here to work in tech, or whether you're a queer person from the Midwest like myself who wanted a better life to come west. We want to incentivize that, but we also need smart urban growth so that we can make the city have high-quality transportation, affordable housing, and these are going to be solutions we're going to need to work on for the long term.